This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. When Alexion announced that it was buying Syngeva for $8.5 billion this week, chances are it involved a business that you know little about. Alexion develops what are known as orphan drugs, or treatments for rare genetic diseases. In the U.S., they affect about 30 million people, and Gigi Duban takes a look at that industry.
The thing about rare diseases is that they're, well, rare. And if you're in the business of making drugs, you need people to sell them to. Even though the pool of people needing these treatments is smaller, the payoff is huge if you're a rare disease drug company, says Adam Feuerstein. He's senior columnist covering biotech at The Street.
When you're charging, you know, $500,000 a year, you know, that adds up.
That's per patient. He says that's the main reason we're seeing all these mergers and acquisitions lately in biopharma.
There are just relatively few drugs being developed that can generate, you know, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars in sales.
Pete Mooney tracks the biotech industry for Deloitte. He says also governments have made this market lucrative, and they've removed lots of the roadblocks regular pharmaceutical companies face. So drugs get to market faster and help people in need.
So it does a very strong social good as well.
But Mooney says, as always, companies have to balance the cost of developing these treatments with how affordable they'll be for patients. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.